Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and it's time for Joe's Need to Know News. President Donald Trump, well, he's a busy dude. He met Sunday with Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea and became the first U.S. president to step into North Korean territory. I hope I don't mess this name up because I got respect for her. Kind of funny how these two are tied together. Megan, is it Rapinoe? She's the soccer player for Team USA. Her and Trump aren't exactly getting along, but she scored twice against France to give the USA another win in the World Cup tournament. Get it, girl. The Americans will now take on England in the semifinals tomorrow. Hope we kick their face in.
USA!
What are some other good soccer chants? I think it's like, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
That sounds like a softball chant.
No, it's a soccer chant. It's like, I believe that we will win. And then you start going, it's like, I believe that we will win. I believe that we... Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
That's a softball chant.
833-563-2539. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Is that a softball chant? I could have sworn, I believe that we will win.
They just say, ole, 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 ole. That's soccer, right?
No, in soccer you go, goal!
I know nothing about soccer.
You know what we need to do? We need to do a goal off later, too.
Oh, would totally win.
All right, we'll see what we can do with that one. Continuing on, guys, I brought it up. I was talking about RWIs. It has nothing to do with drinking and driving. Noah, summer really hits its full peak. The CDC is reminding swimmers that filtration and chlorine disinfection can only do so much to combat germs in a swimming pool. One person with diarrhea has the potential to contaminate an entire properly chlorinated pool or water park. Recreational water illness, also referred to as RWIs, are spread when water that has been contaminated with chemicals or germs is swallowed. You all right over there?
I'm gagging.
All right, take it easy. Now, what happened is this. They're saying that fecal matter or urine from people relieving themselves in the pool can contribute significantly to the spread of RWIs. The CD says every swimmer, so listen to this, you're getting into a pool, every swimmer needs to make sure they shower before entering the pool. Do you ever go to the YMCA, for example, and it's like, please shower? I'm like, yeah, right. Why am I going to shower? I'm getting in the pool. But now I know why. It's out of the poo-poo, the doo-doo.
I'm so grossed out by this story. I never want to swim again.
Never pee or poop in the pool, they say. Never swallow the water. And anyone with diarrhea should stay out of the water. Gosh. It's just of all the things that are going to kill us now, I don't want diarrhea for 2 or 3 weeks this summer. I've had a rough enough year, okay? So please, do me a favor. Stay out of the pool if you're going to be doing your doo-doo stuff. This is insane and kind of sad, definitely. 10 people were killed when a small airplane crashed into a hangar as it was taking off from a Dallas area airport. No one was aboard the twin-engine plane that actually survived, but nobody that was on the plane survived. The flight was heading to St. Petersburg, Florida, so thoughts and prayers to everybody involved with that. Absolutely sad. I saw this story and I thought of pork chop here. A server at a Clearwater Beach, Florida restaurant received a nice little pick-me-up after a very difficult week. The customer dined in for a meal that was supposed to be a little under $60, so expensive but not too bad. However, to the server's surprise, the customer left a $5,000 tip to go along with the bill. $5,000? Now that's what I'm talking about. That's some money. Yeah, however, I guess the person was having a bad week because they recently had to put their animal down, so they were kind of sad about that. But man, that's not going to help replace a pet. But if you're having a tough spot, $5,000 will certainly help out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, sticking with animals, this is so incredible. Hey, Jules, who's hanging out doing the show this morning, what do you do with your old bras when you're done with them?
What old bras?
Oh, you just keep them forever? You don't get rid of your bras?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I might have the bra that I'm wearing. I might have had it for like 3+ years.
Okay, but you don't have a bra from like when you were 16.
No.
Well, that's okay. The reason I ask here, I'm not trying
like donate them.
Sorry, it's awkward when you don't normally work with someone, you start talking about their breasts. But the reason I bring it up is this. A North Carolina animal rescue group is asking women to give them their old bra clasp. Apparently, there's a really good use for them. The group uses the old bra clasp to help turtles with broken shells.
What?
Yes, Carolina Waterfowl Rescue of Charlotte is asking women to remove the eye closures from the fasteners and mail them in. The eye closures help wire the turtle shells back together. The group sees lots of injured turtles this time of year, most of them hit by cars. They use whatever they can to put the shells back together. Now, see, when I first read this, I thought, oh, wait, so, like, if it's a baby turtle, they're going to need some girls with an A cup. If it's a really big, like, giant tortoise.
No, it's just a class.
I know, but that's what I thought at first. I'm like, okay, they're going to need a really, really big one. You're like, hey, do we have any double Ds out there? This is a giant tortoise. It's the biggest shell we've ever had to fix in my life. Can somebody please donate your double D bra to help out little turtle? That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check out all these stories online. All you got to do is go to joeandalexshow.com, and that's right up there for you. I'm waiting to see what Porkchop's got here.
I will say that my husband texted and said that the U.S. men's soccer team did the I Believe thing, so I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's not a softball chant.
Hold on. Let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Emma.
Emma, what were you calling about? The soccer chant?
Yeah.
Is it a softball chant? Because Jules is tearing me a new one this morning, saying I'm stupid and I'm ugly.
No, it's totally a soccer chant.
Oh my gosh, can you start it off and I'll join in? Then they can sit back and watch how it's really done. Whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Yeah, you were so close. You go, I believe.
I believe.
I believe that.
I believe that.
I believe that we can win.
I believe that we can win. I believe that we can win.
I believe that we can win.
All right, it's not bad for a delay with the radio. Dang it, we sound good. Hey, thank you for calling in. Anything you'd like to say to everybody listening this morning, Jules?
I believe that we can win, Joe.
And that you're sorry.
I guess I'm sorry.
All right, well, Jules, so far you're off to a great start. That is Joe's Need to Know News. As mentioned, check it out online at joeandalexshow.com.